Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Research shows that women of African descent are 3 times more likely to develop uterine fibroids than women of other ethnicities. On today's program, we speak with a gynecologist about the condition. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us. You may have heard mentions of women being affected by uterine fibroids. While doctors are still unclear about its causes, they will tell you that most of them are non-cancerous.
Fibroids, I know people have lots of misconceptions that they're affected by your diet and eating chicken and meat, but most of it is hereditary. And they're usually found especially in black women. As much as 75% of black women at some point in their life have fibroids. So it's genetic, hereditary, it's not anything that's controlled by the environment or what you eat or caused by any of these factors.
Obstetrician gynecologist Dr. Mandy Elliott. So what exactly is a fibroid?
Fibroid is a growth of muscular tissue that is found in the uterus, that's also known as the womb. The majority of them are non-cancerous and they usually appear during the childbearing years.
Dr. Elliott says preventing fibroids may not be possible, but only a small percentage of these tumors may require treatment.
Well, the treatment is really based on the fibroids and the symptoms they are causing. So in a case where you have heavy bleeding, we can give you different medications to decrease the amount of bleeding you have during your period. Or if you have painful periods, we can give you medications to decrease the pain. So apart from medications, the next step would be surgery so that we could actually remove the fibroids. But all of them, these depend on symptoms because a woman may have fibroids. They may be small and inconsequential and they're causing no symptoms. So in these cases, I wouldn't advise to do any surgery on them if they're not causing any problems.
Factors that may impact on fibroid development include
something that's hereditary. So if your mother had fibroids or your sister has fibroids, it's likely that you will develop them. Also, as I mentioned, race. Black women are more likely to have fibroids than those of other races. But there's no real risk factors other than that.
Symptoms of fibroids vary depending on its position in the uterus. Although fibroids usually aren't dangerous, they can cause discomfort and may lead to complications.
Most of them cause heavy bleeding during a woman's menses. They could also cause significant pain during the menses. Apart from that, just general day-to-day, they can cause pelvic pressure. They could also increase the abdominal size because of the size of the fibroids. Depending on their position, they can affect the bladder or the bowel in terms of causing frequent urination. They could also cause constipation, preventing the feces from coming down. They could cause pains, back pains, leg pains. And also, depending on their position, they can make it difficult to become pregnant.
Different fibroids develop in different locations in and on the uterus.
There are different types. There are types where we call them subserosal, where they're on the wall of the uterus, on the outside, or intramural, where they're inside the wall, or submucosal, where they're on the inside, in the inner cavity of the uterus.
While fibroids are easily detected by doctors, an ultrasound is used to confirm that a woman has fibroid.
Well, sometimes it's obvious from physical examination. You could actually feel the fibroid when you examine the tummy, but we usually get confirmation with an ultrasound. A simple ultrasound, perfect ultrasound, can determine the number of fibroids and the position of the fibroids.
Obstetrician gynecologist Dr. Mandy Elliott. In many cases, fibroids have been shown to shrink after menopause. Remember, most fibroids are non-cancerous. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.